I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
Okay, I just want to prove a point real quick, as if I haven't already, but so right now I'm holding my phone, just recording on the Voice Memos app, just walking around my room. This is the quality. There's no edits, nothing. This is just how it sounds. Now, if I take my phone, if I come in my closet, I put my phone right here in between some shirts, this is how it sounds. And I think this sounds better than the microphone. I think this sounds incredible. Okay, so this is how this sounds. Now I'm back in my room, and now another thing, another test. I'm just going to lay down on my bed. And this is how it sounds. And so this is probably not as good as the closet, but I still think this is really good. A lot of people freak out about not having the best quality, but all it takes is your phone and a bed or clothes in the closet. And then I'm going to hook it up, but I'm going to go to my microphone so you can hear the difference between the closet, the bed now, me being up and about doing my shit, and then when I plug it into the microphone, you can hear the difference. And I just wanted to illustrate that because people, I don't have the best quality. You know, it's like, dude, you do. You're fine. So anyway, I'm plugging in. 1 second. So this is with my mic. So I don't know what sounded best. I guarantee you the clothes and the closet sounded the best, but that I don't know. But I think it's funny that you can get the best quality with a phone and a closet full of clothes. That's literally what I just did. So I've actually recorded, I don't know, maybe a dozen shows from my bed. I just leave my phone on the cushion or the blanket or whatever, and it sounds good. So fuck it. But anyway, so in the context of personal growth and I guess just developing myself into something bigger and greater and whatever, someone who can withstand a lot of shit. There's a lot of buzzwords that are thrown around. And I always say buzzwords, and I think it's just me that says buzzwords because there's so many adjectives that describe mental toughness or that encompass mental toughness. And one of those being resilience. And so first of all, I like the word a lot. So if you look at the dictionary definition, it's the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties, semicolon, toughness. So it's how fast you can bounce back from adversity, pretty much. So the ability of a substance or an object to spring back into shape, elasticity. And dude, I don't know, I just think it's sick. Being able to go through some tough shit or some gruesome challenge or to be in some kind of insane amount of stress, but to be able to just keep on going with all that happening and to even bounce back from that quickly and just be back to your normal self or whatever as soon as something's done or even during the thing, to be able to bounce back and just keep going. And I'm proud of myself for everything that I've accomplished in the last little bit, but I couldn't have done most of any of this actually without developing these skills, you know, the mental toughness, discipline, resilience, grit, fortitude, perseverance, all the buzzwords, like I always say. But I think resilience has got to be, so discipline's always going to be number one. It changed my life. But resilience comes in at a close second, and that is because, like the dictionary says, the ability to withstand or recover quickly from difficulties. And so when it's 20 degrees outside, and that's cold as shit, for anything below 60 is cold. Anything below 80, not a fan. It's got to be at least 120. So anyway, that being said, having to go outside and do an outdoor workout when it's 20 degrees outside, and then just within 5 minutes of being out there, I'm like, oh, this is great. This is fine. I'm doing hard shit. I'm fine. And then reframing that entire shitty situation into being super uncomfortable or whatever, into something where I'm proud of and I can keep going. It just takes all the energy that would have been wasted on that negative thought or whatever and just repurposes it into energy that I would actually need to do the outdoor workout. And so that's one example, but I don't know. I think, like I said, it's a close second for sure. The ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape. So it's like after you go through hell, you just Like, ah, we're back to normal. We'll just keep going, you know? I don't know. I don't think... I could be wrong. I could be way wrong. But Andy Frisella, for example, always says discipline, self-esteem, self-worth, self-confidence, perseverance, fortitude, grit. He never talks about resilience, which I always thought was so interesting, actually. Because I always thought that was better than a lot of the other words. These are all adjectives, but I don't know. Random topic today, but just wanted to try and, I guess, talk about something that's not documenting what I got going on. But I definitely will be doing that here in a sec. Because we've got Your New Norm coming up. I don't know when that'll be posted or whatever, but it's going to be video and everything, so that'll be a fun project. So anyway, yeah, that's a little bit on that. Is this even recording still? Yeah, so that's a little bit on that. That's what I was going to say. There's a lot of things that I'm doing that build that resilience, and that is, well, the main and the biggest one for sure is the ice bath. And a lot of people take ice baths for the benefits and the health and the inflammation reduction and the recovery and the everything. And a lot of, there's nothing wrong with that. And all the benefits are great. But honestly, I'm just so much more into it for the fact that it is the easiest way, or the most efficient way, we'll say, to practice that and to develop those skills. So if you can be in a very tough situation, a very stressful situation where you're putting yourself under a shit ton of stress, but still be able to function cognitively and still be able to solve problems and still be able to just live life in that very tough situation, that translates obviously into other areas of life. And so if I can do that in freezing cold water, and that goes into business later on where I'm able to, or shit, I mean, I don't know which episode it is. But I talk about how I'm really stressed out about my schedule that's coming up, just everything that I got going on. If I can train myself now and get myself ready for the hard times ahead, I'm assuming they're going to be hard, I'm assuming they're going to be easy by any means, but if I can get myself ready and trained, if you will, to get to handle those tough times, then I'm all for it, because I would like to be able to, as easily as possible, coast through the next chapter of, I don't mean coast is like not grow, but if I can just not have any bumps or not have any issues, that'd be great. But if I could still learn the lessons and still, you know, paradox there. But anyway, so the ice bath is a huge one for me, because it just takes 5 minutes, and I always fucking hate it. I never ever want to get in, especially when it starts freezing over in there, because I took the filter out and it gets down to 34, 35, and I've been forcing myself to get in at those temperatures, and it is so fucking brutal, dude. Matter of fact, when I go from 34 back to like 38, which is still a whole degree lower than what I'm usually doing, I just feel like 38 ain't shit, which is crazy, because I started, I've told this story a million times, but I started at 57 degrees, and now I'm doing 39, and I'm fine, which is also a problem. Like, I'm not getting the mental resilience from it if I'm not struggling with it. You know, it only works if it's hard. And so if I'm getting in 60 degree water, that's not hard. I'm wasting my time. So I guess so that's one of those things where it's like, you can only drop it so low, and you can only stay in for so long. So where do you go? It's like calories, right? You can only drop them to zero. Then what do? You know, can't eat negative. So anyway, the ice bath has been key in all of this, and take ice bath out of it, it's just the 5 minutes of brutal forcing myself to do shit I don't want to do. And you can replace that with anything else, but for me it's the ice bath, because it's simple. It's 5 minutes, you get in, you sit there, and you embrace the suck. Lately I've actually been trying to do cognitively stimulating tasks, such as saying every second letter of the alphabet backwards, and I've actually gotten good at that because I did it so much. I'm gonna put myself on the spot here. So I'm gonna do it backwards, and someone's gonna say that I'm looking at something. I don't give a fuck. I'm not. But Z X V. So hold on. Z X V X. Wait. What? Hold on. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA. Okay, so I'm a baller. I know. So hold on. ZX. Okay, I put myself on the spot. Now I look dumb. So, whoops. But I don't give a fuck. Anyway, but I try to do that while I'm in there to further reap the benefits of challenging myself mentally while in very stressful situations. So that's that. The other thing I'm going to talk about, and it's going to be super short and sweet because I'm trying to go to bed, to be honest with you. So okay, also it's April 29th, 8:18 p.m. It's 24, we're 24 hours, well, let's see, 36 hours out from grabbing the FedEx truck and moving, starting another chapter of my life. So that's exciting. But it's weird because I think I talked about this briefly in another episode, but I'm really looking forward to moving, but I'm not feeling I wouldn't call it sadness, but I'm not feeling that. I don't know what the we'll call it sadness. I'm not feeling that sadness about leaving where I'm at now and going somewhere else. I don't know if that's because I'm just right down the road. I don't know if that's because family and friends are still nearby. I don't know if that's because I'm not going to another state completely and starting fresh again, because I did that 3 times in a row. I don't know what it is, but it's bittersweet, and I'm going to miss everything I've got going on here, of course. But I think it's that excitement for that new chapter in my life and all the challenges that come with it, because there's a lot more that's going to be put on my shoulders and a lot more freedom, which of course means more responsibility, like Uncle Ben says, right? So with everything that I've got going on now, that is going to be amplified, and I would expect that the amplification of the work that I'll be doing will then yield a much higher reward later. I'm not doing it for the reward. I'm literally doing it for the process and to grow and to build something. That's it. I never think about the money ever. The money will come, I'm sure, that's it. So, yep. Okay, so, that's it. That's the show. So, good night, good morning, good afternoon, whenever you're listening. Thanks so much for listening, for real. Whoever you are. It's 193, I believe. So, yep. Okay, bye. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.